This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In the early chapters of the Gospel of Luke, we hear a beautiful hymn in the mouth of Zechariah the priest. He has just had a son, John the Baptist, and he wants to celebrate this fact. So he proclaims the greatness of God and how God has been faithful to his covenant, and how this child would lead his people in the ways of peace. Now, what did that mean for Zechariah? First of all, in Zechariah's own life, he had to discover what peace truly meant. And he discovered it by the fact that an angel appeared to him and announced that he would have a child. And what was Zechariah's answer? Yeah, I'll believe that one. Because Zechariah and Elizabeth had been praying for years to have a child, but never believed in their own prayers. So the angel told Zechariah, now you're going to be quiet. You've said enough words. Now listen. And for the next 9 months, he listened until he proclaimed that the name of his son would be John. And with that, he's able to proclaim that this prophet, this one who was born of him, would be a prince, would be somebody who would bring peace to Israel. Now, what does it mean that John brings peace to Israel? His name says it all, Yohanan, which means God is merciful. We tend to think of John the Baptist as somebody who shouts in your face, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But John was really giving a message of mercy, realizing that our sinfulness was bringing us misery, made us selfish, made us lonely. And so we wanted to proclaim the message that God has forgiven us, God has invited us back. And he proclaimed it not just to religious people, but even people you wouldn't expect. One day a group of soldiers came up to John, and soldiers were hated in Israel because they represented the occupying power, the Romans. And they said, what do we have to do? And his answer, don't extort money, don't steal from anyone or beat them up. Just do what you're supposed to do. In other words, we can find God's peace. We can follow in God's path wherever we are, as long as we try to live a basically good, decent life. A life that's filled with God's love and peace.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.